You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I like it when you guys interrupt me right on the comma. Makes it really, really easy.
Comma.
Say again?
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot.
I was about to say a carrot.
That's a good one.
That is good. A D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Dan.
You are not Dan.
My name is Luke. I'll be playing Ash.
My name's Sean, and I'll be playing Fallen.
My name's Bo, and I will be playing Norse.
I'm Daniel, and I'll be playing Alphonse, and I'm pretty sure I just pulled either a hair or pube off my mic.
I knew my pubes would make it in.
How'd that dick taste?
God, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Salty.
You're old.
Not impressed.
Roll for flossing.
Boy, that messed me up even more than the interruption. previously on Dubstep and Dragons, everybody killed zombies.
Zombies.
Lots of zombies. Lots of killing zombies.
Ooh. Except one motherfucking zombie.
At the beginning of this one.
We should... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy.
So many spells burn.
Oh, I did. I did forget about that guy. You fucked him up, and he just wouldn't go down.
Right now, he's down, but he's still got, like, his arm is just propped up with his
just rigor mortis into a bird.
Can I turn that into an improvised weapon?
Have to explain to me how that works.
Ooh, it causes psychic damage.
You just hold up the zombie arm.
Fuck you.
He turns it into a wand.
Yeah, cast animate dead on just the arm.
I was thinking you just throw it and just try and poke someone in the eye.
Oh, you can make it an arrow for somebody.
I tell you what, if you cast animate dead on it once a day for a month, I'll let it be like
I'll let it be like it from
the Addams Family.
Idle hand.
You can have it as a familiar.
No, I think Cousin It's the really hairy guy. What was the hand?
What is the hand? Yeah, Cousin It is the really hairy guy.
Yeah. Lurch is the big guy.
Boy, there's some people listening right now that they're like,
you fucking idiots!
The fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're not Adam's Family people, by the way.
I love Adam's Family.
Yeah,
love family. It. Yeah. That's right. It's snapping, not clapping. I'm dumb.
Coming from the guy that's like, I love Adam's Family.
I do love Adam's Family. Grew up on that shit. Love it.
So we're still in the church, right?
You're still in the church. There's zombie bodies everywhere. Just... There's like arms and detached limbs and heads and rib cages just strewn about. You guys have just made a mess of this place. Not that there wasn't already a bunch of corpses around anyway. Yeah, so you're in the church, bunch of dead bodies, the three chests. What would you like to do?
So is there still an altar?
Yeah.
So... I'm going to go...
It's pretty beat up, but it's still there.
Like somewhat of an altar. I'm going to go to the front of the altar and take out one of the greatsword, the first one I had, not the grab sword.
Oh, of shielding.
Yeah. And I'm going to stick it in the altar.
Okay.
And leave it there as a sign we are here.
Okay.
Mm.
And be like... This is how it's going
to
go.
Do you want it, like, difficult to remove?
Or yeah.
Give me a strength check.
Guidance.
And that's a natural 20.
Damn.
So
you
guys...
For a set 27.
You guys just watch
Wait,
him.
That was the first roll of the night, and it was a nat 20?
Yeah, you guys watch him walk up to the altar, and he looks cartoonish. He's got this giant rifle, these two giant swords. Like, you're not even sure how he's upright. And he pulls out this one cartoonishly large sword. And like it's Excalibur, just drives it into this altar. And you hear it go through and into the stone foundation under the church and wedge itself in.
Good.
So it was a total of 27?
Yeah.
Is that with his guidance?
Oh, I forgot
about
guidance.
Yeah, give me the full, because if anybody ever wants to pull that fucker out, that's what they're going to have to beat.
That's a total of 30 with guidance.
All right.
Good it's, Lord.
So if anybody ever wants to remove that, it is a DC 30.
I think Norse would just like to investigate, like, bodies and...
Just kind of look the place
yeah,
over?
Yeah, now that we're not worried about, like, a zombie horde.
I'm going to take my dagger and remove set hand for later plans. Because fuck that zombie.
I don't see shit.
Okay. Anybody else? Or would anybody be helping him kind of investigate the place?
My passive was actually better than what I rolled. So.
Would you like to roll separately or give him advantage?
I'll give you advantage. And I would also like to guidance you.
Nice. So what's that mean?
You get a D4 on top of it.
So you want me to just roll one more time then?
Yeah.
And then I rolled the exact fucking same.
For a total of 11. So as you're looking around, like there's weapons.
How did I roll
and,
the exact same?
And we'll even say, yeah. So Orin rolled pretty low too, but he still has his detect magic up. So between you, you kind of walk around. Most everything in here is mundane. Like there's some swords that have been discarded in the corner and started to erode. But as you're looking around, you do find one body that, in spite of everything deteriorating on them, they have this nice, this beautiful, beautifully engraved breastplate armor set that is untouched. And Orin points it out as magical.
Well, what's magical about it, Mr. O?
Well, I don't know. It's just glowing.
Well, that's true.
You don't see the glow.
Oh.
But his detect magic, for his detect magic, it's glowing.
I mean, I could spend some time and maybe not. I might not have that prepared.
I think I have identify.
Here you go. Talk to him. He can identify it for you.
I mean, I know what it is. It's a breastplate, but I don't know what's
But do you know what kind?
A metal one.
Oh, I don't. I didn't.
Fair enough. Well, I can find out what it is tomorrow. I just didn't prepare it today.
That's fair.
So you guys, like, as you start trying to take it off of the skeleton basically just, like, turns to dust as you pull on this breastplate. But it is a beautiful breastplate. It is, like I said, very intricately engraved. It has, like, gold inlay in the engravings. It's got a picture of a big lion, or the engravings on the front are this flourished lion's head, and it looks like kind of the mane is forming kind of a sunrise behind the lion, and it's a beautiful piece.
Beautiful piece,
awesome.
Does anyone take it, or did just Orin take it?
Well, so it's just.
Norris is definitely
the, yeah.
It.
Norris is the one who technically found it, so Norris has it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna add something random in here, and we can hash it out later.
Yeah, you can just make a note: breastplate.
Mm-hmm. So Ash, what's with the sword in the stone?
Well, I figured I'd lighten my load a little bit, and I figured it would help us so Rain can feel like she's a present with us.
So you're gonna leave it here so that Rain can be with us?
Yeah.
You see the the fault in the logic, right?
I'd like to just insight check that. I rolled one.
All right, you believe him.
No.
Yeah, you may not understand his logic, but to him, it makes sense, and that's all that matters.
So does that mean that we've got to, like, stay here in the church to, you know, like, talk to Rain?
Do we know?
Because kind of defeats the whole purpose while we're here, bud.
No, I still have a connection with her.
Yeah, I don't think the sword was the whole deal. I think it's more up here. Oh. And he points at his head.
Very non-stealthy. I'd be like, yeah, he's a weird one.
Not as weird as you.
Oh, you heard that?
Anything else you guys would like to do in the church?
Let me just see here. Yes. Just because we're low health and we're going to be resting here, Fallen's going to pull out a large sack of salt and start ritually casting. I just lost the spell. There we go. Tiny hut.
Oh, okay.
So in the back corner, he's going to start drawing out the circle and lighting the candles. And after 10 minutes, little dome pops up.
That would have been super handy before the zombies.
Yep. It would have, but I forgot I had it.
So I'm glad you forgot it.
You just made a tiny hut?
Yes. It's magical energy. It's just like a dome.
Oh. That's cool.
So yeah, there's a... From the outside, it looks opaque. It can take any color he chooses, but from the outside, it just looks like an opaque dome on the ground.
So it's the same color as the stone right now.
Cool.
So are you guys wanting to take a rest? You guys are wanting to rest here?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's nighttime.
So you guys you guys traveled. There is really no nighttime, daytime.
Nighttime.
You guys traveled for about 6 hours, if I remember correctly. So it's been about half the day.
Fallen, what's the odds of that storm coming back? Like, is it on a rotation? Is there a pattern?
So from your knowledge of it that we've already established, they mainly just kind of walk in a direction. They don't really like double back on areas. They're just kind of an ever moving horde that doesn't have any real aim.
It should be some time before we see it again.
Okay. So
we can rest here if you'd like. This will prevent anything from catching us unawares, and we can rest up and nothing can come in and attack us. Or we can press on and see what's out there.
Yeah, you would know that you're probably 3 to 5 hours from town.
It's up to you. I can continue on or I can rest here.
How are the rest of you feeling? Are you stable enough to keep moving?
You know, surprisingly, I don't feel half bad.
Okay.
I'm a little tapped, but I'm still feeling pretty good.
And Mike's over there and he's just kind of nodding. Mm-hmm.
So should we rest then?
Or
rest
press
up
on?
And then
we could just do like a short rest if you guys want.
Maybe just contain to our wounds and then press on after a couple hours.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to try and find that fucking rat that bit my ass.
You can either give me another investigation or animal handling.
I'm going to guidance you either way.
Just to watch you wander around trying to find a rat.
Man, I'm going to use my luck die.
That's a nat 20. That's a
22
plus my luck's a
23. So you, after about 5 minutes, you just turn on your speak with animals.
Mm-hmm.
You just click on your speak with animals and you're just listening up to what's going on around you. And you hear the voice of this little mouse talking shit in the corner.
Oh, yeah, he had no chance. I'd have fucked him up. Did you see what I did to his finger?
I'm going to transform my arm into my Lexi's, and I'm a...
Make an attack roll.
Oh, okay. It's not good. I wasn't rolling for an attack at that one, but I'm going to keep it because that's what I rolled. Eight.
Let me see what a rat's AC is. I know they exist.
Before I make my attack roll, I was going to roll a stealth check because I wanted to sneak up behind him.
Oh. Okay. Well, even so, your stealth check is...
Well, my stealth check, if I'm using that roll for my stealth check, that would have been a 11.
11. Let's see. Ooh, passive perception of 10.
I got him.
Okay, you did state that that wasn't meant as an attack roll. So with an 11 stealth check, you do successfully... So it's kind of like back behind the... What's the word?
Altar.
Altar. Back behind the altar, kind of in the corner. And you kind of sneak around the altar, and it doesn't see you.
Perfect.
Neither does its buddy that it's talking shit with.
Perfect.
So what does your Alexi look like?
It is literally my arm. So there, the actual Alexi was this gold-plated, very beautiful double-barreled shotgun that I stole a tech chip from. And I have a little panel in my arm that I can slide the chip into, and like with nanotech, it like just transform my arm. It's just not gold, it's silver.
Nice.
And then if I'm raging, it like smokes with like red and whatever. My barrels like glow red, like they've been stuck in like a forge. It's pretty good. Sick.
Good.
All right, so now I make my attack roll.
Go ahead and make your with attack advantage. Roll. Yeah, you are stealthed up on it, so you do have advantage on the rat.
I can always shotgun. Roll a one. Oh, what was that, Dan? Well, that's another nat 20. So.
Oh, jeez.
So you sneak up on this. You sneak up on this thing, and you get like right over top of it with, and your arm just goes straight into these two barrels. You just walk over the top of it. Do you say anything?
Now who doesn't stand a chance, bitch?
And this rat looks up. Oh shit!
Boom!
Hey fellas, I got his ass.
Yeah, anybody that's not paying attention to what Norris is doing just randomly hears a shotgun blast from the corner.
You see Fallen literally jump about 3 inches because he's never heard firearms before.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Well, geez, Norris.
Well, fucker shouldn't have bit me. I was just trying to get some help.
I'd like to make a stealth check.
Go for it.
19 for... I'm going to sneak out for a smoke break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody's... Actually, Fallen would see you. That 19 is his passive perception. So Fallen would see you step out. Whenever you do step out, you see your bear is just curled up in a little ball outside, just having a nap.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, he wasn't worried about the zombies.
Makes sense, because he's kind of a zombie.
Yeah.
I'd also like to make an investigation check around this building since I'm out on a smoke break.
Okay.
To see if there's a hidden cellar or maybe there's like some graves that I could investigate in the area.
Okay. Give me an investigation roll.
Cool.
While he's doing that, I would like to talk to Fallen and ask him if he knows anything about these runes.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Let's...
23.
With a 23, you do find a cellar. You like there's a graveyard out there. Nothing really stands out to you. And even the graveyard, like there's no recent graves. And a lot of them have already been dug up. So you don't find anything of interest there. But you do find a cellar.
Okay.
It's real easy. You can just pop it open. Inside, you find some casks of sacramental wine.
Hmm.
And six... Well, actually, roll a d6 for me.
Okay. Four.
Four vials of holy water.
Sweet. Are there any books about maybe the history or anything down here?
No. And you get the feeling that any books that would exist would have deteriorated by now. These ruins have been here for a very, very long time.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Norris?
Yeah. I'll just walk over to Fallen. So, Fallen, what's the deal with these, like, runes? I mean, like, do you know anything about them? I mean, they obviously look old, but...
They've been here longer than I have been here. The records have been lost for generations. It's something that was pulled from the material plane at one time, and it was destroyed and broken like this when it came here.
So, the material plane, is that like... Is that like, you know, like...
Your
the,
home.
The real... Oh, okay, okay. Oof. I was confused there. I mean, it looks like the churches, you know, that I've seen before, but... Okay. So this isn't like normal from what you're used to.
No, this is older, different.
Okay.
Is anybody proficient in history? Other than Fallen?
Negative.
Mm-mm. I am actually negative in history.
I doubt Mike is, but I'll check just in case. No, he is not.
There's 20s everywhere. That's a 20 for history. So if there's any extra that I can give.
Okay.
Matt's got that look in his eye.
So, now this is an interesting opportunity that I wasn't quite prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you haven't thought much about the ruins. They were here when you got here. You walk by them all the time. You never really took the time to think about them. In your life, quote unquote, in the Shadowfell, you showed up here. You woke up fully developed. You were an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a memory of anything prior to that. You were just here, and people automatically knew you. It was like you had an established life, and you've never questioned it until these people from the material plane, your interactions with these people from the material plane are really the first time that you've taken the time to think about the world around you and your place in it.
Okay.
So you have this realization that you had no past, but you had a pre-established life that was just handed over to you. Almost like you're filling the role of somebody who disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this flash. Almost like you're an out-of-body experience. Where you are seeing yourself standing on an altar similar to the one in this room and looking out on a group of people. And then you snap out of it, and you're back in the room with them.
Fallen looks very perplexed right now.
Yeah, this would be a paradigm shift of sorts mm-hmm. for Fallen.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. You just see that, like, the cogs are just going, and it's just...
But he doesn't know shit about these ruins.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah. Just figured you might know a little bit more, but I appreciate you.
Unfortunately, no.
That's all right. I don't know either, so you're not alone.
Anything else you guys would like to do during this short rest?
I'm just sitting on the steps of the altar and just sharpening my sword.
Okay.
My character would probably pull out a pipe. Like, big, like, Gandalf-style pipe.
Okay.
And just start packing it with some type of herb. Something kind of sweet-smelling.
Okay.
So.
As he smokes a hookah.
Yeah.
Seems fitting.
It does seem fitting.
So. And he's going to step outside and keep an eye on your character just to make sure you're good, just in case something decides to crawl out of something it shouldn't. And preparing to blast it if need be.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so you step outside and you see him, like... Like, you step outside as he's, like, prying open the cellar door and kind of wanders down in. And you might hear him, like, shuffling around in there. And then you see his undead bear just kind of... And it just pops its head up and acknowledges you and then lays its head back down. And
might ruffle its semi-fur.
As you do, like... Like, all the flesh just kind of moves on the bone. So your hand really stays on the same patch of fur.
It still gets scritches.
But the patch just keeps moving.
Gross. Oh, that's horrible.
This bear is a source of endless joy for me.
All you hear is that.
Oh,
nasty.
At this point,
bardic inspiration.
I would imagine maybe I'm coming out of the cellar at this point to hear the slapping sound. Like, oh my god, we should feed that thing.
And it's just.
Yelling, Norris, just got that rat.
Buddy, there ain't nothing left of that rat. And Norris is laying on top of one of the mystical chests.
Go to sleep. Give me a luck roll. Okay. All right. Yeah, rat's totally demolished, and all its friends ran off.
Sorry, bear.
Anything else you yahoos would like to do during the short rest?
I would like to burn some hit dice, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody take your short rest. Burn your hit dice. Get your warlock spell slots back.
Will that be enough to bring me back to... Beautiful.
Let's see. Yeah, Mike will take a short rest. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What is... New question here. What does burn your hit dice mean?
You want to...
Yeah. So when you burn, click on short rest.
I did.
Okay. Short rest. And then you can choose how many hit dice you want to burn.
Yeah, that's close enough.
So that's how much health you're going to regain. So I
Orin
just tried to
is
do
looking
three,
a bit rougher,
just to see how
so
far
we're going to use some serious hit dice
more,
on him.
You can burn more than that.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Multi-class.
So, if we take another short rest, you can't use the ones you've already burned. So, if we take, like, a second short rest
does
down...
Does it affect your long rest?
No.
Oh, okay.
It resets on a long.
Oh, okay.
You get half of your expended hit dice back on a long rest. Something like that.
Yeah.
I still have a ways to go. Jeez. Orin. So,
if we're doing, like, a major dungeon run, then you're going to want to be very, very selective when you use them. Because, like...
Dang.
Those three just gave you 40 health, and it just auto-heals.
Also, that's fucking great on those for Orin.
Didn't do anything.
Which is good, because he really needed
short rest.
It.
Okay.
Three. Take short rest.
And then Medbot. Medbot will use some hit dice.
Okay. Take short
rest. So you see Medbot in the corner.
What's going on here?
Fallen, this would be pretty weird for you, but you see Medbot, his finger retracts. And a little welder comes out, and he just starts, like, welding patch panels in.
Perfect. I would just, since it's not doing it, I would just, what is your hit dice? Oh, there it goes.
No, what is this? No, that's Medbot.
Here we go. Medbot.
Yeah, you have to hit
out.
the action, so you might just want to manually roll your dice.
Mm-hmm. So as,
So how do I roll those? What's my hit dice on? Dude, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
I mean, you've only been playing for a year and a half, though.
Oh, that's
it's
long
okay.
rest. Ooh, fuck. I don't want that. Hey, I told you. Okay.
And this guy does spinal surgeries.
So. I'm a doctor.
1d10 plus 4.
That's for the barbarian, but for the fighter, because they're different health class, you're going to take d8 plus 4. That's your con modifier.
Okay.
So you're going to roll, for instance, the first d4, if that was it, you would get 12 hit points right there. So.
Need some d8s?
Yep.
You can roll them on D&D Beyond, too.
How many do you need?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got three.
And I think he has a 20 con.
19
plus 4.
12.
D4 for each one, or plus 4 on each of those rolls. So,
jeez, that's a lot of math.
So, 23, 31.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right, so you guys finish your short rest. Everybody's kind of done their tour. of the church. Excalibur has been placed.
Norse is just going to go up and just tap it.
So you tap on this thing, and it is in there.
Good job, Ash. You really staked this thing down.
Someday the rightful king will find it.
Reckon what his name will be.
Arthur.
I think there was a book about that.
You
Weird.
Read books?
Well, I used to. Books kind of make my head hurt now.
Oh, is that part of your astrology course?
I think it has more so to do with the soft spot up here, and I just touch it. You see, like, my face, like, wince, like, every time I touch it. But I don't stop. I just keep touching it.
When they say that, can I do a medicine check on him?
Oh, yeah, go for it. This should be fun.
Oh, God. Good luck, buddy.
So that is a 19 plus something.
Okay. Yeah.
28.
So you go up and you're kind of checking Norris out. And this is the first, like, real hard look you've taken at Norris. And Norris is unlike anything you've ever encountered. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get up close, you see all the scar tissue around his torso, where it's very obvious with your medical experience that his arms were just ripped off.
Oh, God.
And then these Literally. Metal arms were attached. Like, there was no surgical precision. There was no finesse. It was just somebody grabbed a hold and ripped off the arm. And then you start inspecting his head where he was poking. And
it's like a cereal bowl.
As he's described it in the past, there is a soft spot on his skull. And when you push on it, the brain is squishier than it should be. And there's like bone there, but it seems like the bone has been fractured to the point where it won't quite knit back together.
Okay. Oh, God.
My mohawk kind of dips in the back.
Yeah, and you're seeing this under like a 10-inch lime green mohawk.
My character's first thought would be, can he restore some of his ability with like a greater restoration?
So,
or is this damage far beyond the ability to?
Yeah, this is something you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've never encountered nuclear radiation.
Mm-hmm.
You think that his brain has been healed about as much as it's going to be healed.
Okay.
Without, like, some crazy ninth level magic shit.
That's kind of what I figured. You're still going in the medical journal, though.
And I'm making the history books.
We should put, like, a plate in there or something. I think the soft spot is pretty dangerous.
Well, the only one that touches it is me, and I touch it again, and my face, like, winces. I should probably not touch it, though.
You should stop doing that. We should really talk to Marco about just, like, some reinforcement or something.
Have you ever looked at getting a helmet?
Why would I do that? Then I can't see.
Well, there's plenty of helmets that you can still see out of. You just have to get used to...
Orin picks up like an old medieval helm, and you can see that it's got a spot where an axe has gone through it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't line up with your soft spot, so it should be fine.
Perfect example. You just, with the cross guard, just make sure you keep rotating your line of vision, or else you're going to lose some of it.
I know I might not be as smart as I used to be, but, I mean, that looks like an axe wound. And it doesn't look like that helm helped that guy that much. So I think I'm good. I'll just stay like this. I don't want to mess up my hair.
Oh yeah, that's a real concern. So we pushing on, fellas.
Safety over fashion. Fair enough.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. I'm assuming Fallen is leading the way.
Yep.
Give me a survival check.
Myself.
I hope. It's down
shit.
The road I go.
I was literally singing that song in my head.
That's a
fucking wizard.
22 plus something. Mind.
Okay. Yeah, you did great. You know exactly where the fuck you're going. Dan, I need you to roll me a D10.
Do believe that's
oh,
Alphonse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. A 3.
Perfect. Let me...
I am going to be holding an ability.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay.
Which gives everyone dark vision for an hour, but I'm not going to cast it until we're needed.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know.
Health spell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just... And that's something you can... It's just an action.
Yeah, but okay. If there's something dangerous, then it's going to immediately pop.
Okay.
Just so that everyone has the ability to see what's...
Okay,
what's
sounds
about
good.
To munch on them.
Yeah, so you guys gather up everything. I'm sure a couple people load up on the bear. Mm-hmm. And you grab your cart. Your cart is... I mean, the zombies have no interest in the cart. Mm-hmm. So the cart is untouched.
Can I, like, survival check or animal handling check to see if I can attach it to the bear?
You can absolutely give me an animal handling check. Would you, it is Alphonse's bear.
True.
Should have just let it roll.
Would Alphonse give assistance or let him just try his hand with the bear?
No, Alphonse, what are you trying to do?
Add the card, make it easier.
Did you ask the bear?
That's fair. Is it okay?
And the bear just like tips its head at you. Give me an animal handling.
16.
16? So it reluctantly, it kind of stands up and it kind of turns around to put its butt towards the cart. And it just kind of stands there, and Alphonse, it looks at you with this, like, do I have to kind of look?
It's okay, buddy. I won't ride on you. Just the cart. And we'll find you some food.
And it seems more agreeable after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you guys attach the cart to the bear and start heading on down the path. Yes.
Can I make a speak with animals check?
Absolutely. It's just, you just cast Speak with Animals. You don't have to make a check for it.
Oh, I don't have to roll it or anything, do
no.
I?
No, it's just an ability you have.
Okay, well, I would like to cast Speak with Animals and see if I hear any animals.
Okay. This is the first time that you guys have really seen this, because usually whenever he casts this, there's other shit going on. And he never did this, like, in the real world. And so you see just on the back of his neck, whenever he starts talking to this bear, there's like this embellished bear head that glows green on the back of his neck. And as he's speaking, this thing just starts glowing.
So I would like to ask the bear what his preferred animal of food choice would be.
You see this like if a dead bear with an eye hanging out can look shocked.
His one eye just goes.
Yeah. 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 It like tilts its head and looks at you.
I never thought about it. I like it when they kick. Like, if it's in my mouth and it's still moving, I like that.
Okay, but what type of animal?
Furry ones. I like the scaly ones. Feather. I'm not crazy about feathers. They get stuck in my teeth.
Norse would then just... Like,
how is this
look
perceived for the rest of the party?
So
as
you,
watching
the rest of you
like,
are just watching.
Norris, like as he's talking, would just look like off the trail that we're walking on towards like the trees and see if I hear anything.
Give me a perception check. I love speak with animals.
Perception 6, 7, 8, 19.
Yeah, you see mainly birds. Like, there's the kind of ever-present crows that fly around that seem to have been, like, following you guys. And you do see like some rodents and a rabbit that you're pretty sure had like no bottom jaw runs by, and you see some small animals around.
Can I make a performance check to try and get one to come to me? Like the rabbit or a rodent?
You need to describe to me how you tempt an animal.
Well, I'm
going to
speak with it, and then I'm going
to
try and hop like a rabbit and just see if I can't get him to come to me.
As this is going on, my character is going to look to Mr. O. Did he poke the soft spot too hard?
So, you're going to be surprised a lot. The whole group, but especially him. Things get real weird sometimes. Yeah, this is...
Adding to medical journal as he's hopping.
This is not surprising for some reason. I know it should be, but it's not.
Give me a performance check. Or animal handling. Either one.
Animal handling.
Okay.
12.
And what do you say to this rabbit?
Hey, you know, I've got a lot of rabbit friends back in the day, and I'm new here. Would you like to be my friend?
And it like kind of hops over to you, hearing its native tongue. Yeah. and as it comes onto the path, and that kind of ever-present glow from the sky illuminates it. It looks up at you, and its tongue is just hanging out because its bottom jaw is just gone.
I would like to just grab it.
Give me an athletics check.
At this point, I lean over to Alphonse and go, is he okay?
18.
I don't know what's going on.
He's talking to Bear, and now he's trying to freaking convince, like, is he...
We might need to leave him in a ditch.
He must have poked that soft spot a little too many times.
So you guys see him just reach out and snatch up this rabbit. and you beat it so bad. It rolled a natural one.
Perfect.
So as you grab it and you kind of yank it up, it just snaps its neck.
No, I didn't want to kill it. You're going to feed it to the bear.
And you have this limp rabbit. It's still kind of twitching because... That's what rabbits do when you break their neck. So it's just in your hand, just like twitching around.
I would look at the bear and be like, if you eat it fast enough, it'll still kick a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just hand it to the bear.
and this happier than a pig in shit. Just chomping down on this rabbit.
I like them better when they're alive, but this will do.
I'm sorry. I'm a little too strong for rabbits, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
What's your name, by the way?
It's Bo.
I like pat Bo on the head, and I look up at Dan and be like, or Alphonse, and I say, Alphonse, your bear's name's Bo, by the way.
This isn't gonna get confusing at all.
I gotta admit, I'm a little. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know you're. Bo was just hungry, and I was trying to help him out. He said he likes furry ones. Not a fan of the feathered creatures, but it sounds like he likes fish, too. So,
okay. And Bo is just standing there with this rabbit in his mouth, just nodding.
I mean, I know I like to speak with animals. Like, I like to pretend to be an animal, like, especially an elephant at the zoo, but that was a whole new level, dude.
Well, you know, we have a bond.
What is a zoo?
Yeah, it's where we take a bunch of animals and put them in captivity.
For people to look at.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty much all gone now, though,
and
unfortunately.
And then Oren points to Mike.
He used to be in a zoo, too.
Oh, God.
and Mike just kind of...
Does that trigger
lower,
Mike?
Mike could just kind of lowers his head and kind of tries to shy away.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a sore subject. I'm sorry. That was a bad taste.
Yeah, Mr. O, that was kind of fucked up.
Hey, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Jeez, low blow there, Mr. O.
I didn't think about it. I'm sorry. Wow. Sorry, Mike. I'm really sorry.
Do you have a soft spot, too?
No.
Norse
My
would
brain
just,
is fully intact.
Norse would just, like, grab your head and like, look for a soft spot.
While we're traveling, Alphonse, I do have some questions since you guys have traveled here.
Mm.
Why was your sister kidnapped?
That's a long story.
Does she have some ability or power that the Baron would want?
Strong question, but no. Mm-hmm. No. So these tentacle face things.
Mm-hmm. Illithid.
Yeah. Put a bounty out on my group because we infiltrated one of their bases by accident. Mm-hmm.
Kicked their ass.
We did. Kicked a lot of ass. Now they sent a bounty hunter after us, and to get me here, they kidnapped her.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have abilities?
You know, the more we travel through this world, I don't know. Maybe we all have innate abilities to harness magic. I'm not sure. But back on Earth, no. Fair she enough. Was just smart.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, Mr. O, if she's very smart, you might need to teach her some things.
Well, I mean, wizardcraft is a very difficult discipline. I mean, it takes years to learn this shit.
As Mr. O is saying that, I lean over to Fallen and go, Alphonse shot me with a brain bullet on our place.
All right, some people have some natural talent. All right, some people cheat a little. I learned mine the old-fashioned way.
What do you mean by cheat?
Well, you didn't have to spend years studying in a fucking college. It took me years to learn what I've got.
That's disappointing.
Hey.
Cultivation of power does take time sometimes.
Huh.
It took hundreds of years for me to learn what I am able to do now.
See?
You're not 100 years old.
Yeah, but on Earth, we don't have like 100 years to live.
Well, that's fair. See, time works differently in places like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of jump back and forth, timey-wimey things. Gets real strange. But yeah, I mean, takes a long time to learn this shit. We can't all just shoot out a brain bullet.
That was a whoopsie daisy, and I don't know if I could even do it again if I tried.
And it was more of a lance than a bullet. It was like a beam.
It's a bullet. I felt it. He shot my ass.
Did it leave a hole?
Well, you know, that's a good question.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then Norris would like start looking to see like where he shot him and be like, Fallen, can you see something right here? I kind of can't put my eyes all the way down, but he showed me that right in this area, you know?
Looks fine.
Yeah, and you don't see anything.
Well, I felt it, and I've been shot before, and that's what it felt like. He shot me with a damn brain bullet.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got a gun in there. He must have worked something out with Marco, but it hurt.
Why would I pay to have a gun installed in my mind? It's beautiful and perfect as is.
That's a crazy thought, though.
I would love to have a gun up here. Nobody would ever see it coming. You'd just be like, ugh.
Yeah, and
he
got so
him.
Much room.
Yeah. Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
You just move all the squishy bits aside. You can easily fit a Desert Eagle in there.
Yeah. Ooh. I bet you the whiplash on that motherfucker hurts, though, I'll tell you.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you guys travel on for a ways, and you're chit-chatting, kind of. He's kind of teaching you a little bit about the Shadowfell. You guys are kind of teaching him a little bit about the Material Plane. And after a couple hours, You start hearing the birds all scatter. Like all these birds that are just kind of constantly following you guys, they're out of there. And you start, so there's the animals that have kind of off in the distance been kind of track following along with you guys. They're gone. Like you guys listen out, and with especially Fallen with your passive perception, like it becomes eerily silent.
At that point, you're gonna see him slowly pull out the hammer and just drop it down so it's just sitting on the like the leather strap, so it's easily to grab, and he's just gonna start looking around just to see what it is.
Would I see this?
Him drop the hammer?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be discreet about it?
No, not
okay,
at all.
Then yeah, you would see it. Fallen, you would hear it first. Everyone else,
can I do a divine sense?
So you don't know anything's happening yet.
Oh, okay. Am I at the back of the pack? I'm at the back.
Well, he's the only one with a high enough passive perception.
Okay.
Like, he's going to hear it a few, it's just like a few seconds before you guys would hear it. But Fallen, you start hearing. Just the sound of beating wings. Very, very large beating wings.
At this point, he is going to cast. Eyes of the Night.
Okay.
So, five willing creatures. Within 10 feet of me, automatically get 300 feet of dark vision. So sweet, all of you guys immediately are just seeing. And Fallen's just going to stop for a second.
Do you have to speak this spell?
With that? No, I don't.
That would freak the fuck out of Norse.
Yeah, so you guys are walking, and you guys are under tree cover. You know, there's spots where you can see the sky. You're on the path, so there's a small opening above you, but vision is still pretty poor. And then all of a sudden, it just, like, night vision goggles without the green. Just everything opens up to you, and you can see everything.
I can see clearly now.
Norse would literally just like squat down and throw his hands up. Like, whoa.
And about this time,
turned on the lights.
The three of you and Mike and Oren start hearing this. Coming from, it's coming from behind and to the right and coming towards your general direction. Not exactly towards you, but general direction. And when you look up, you can see through the canopy in these spots just the silhouette of something massive and winged. But you just catch glimpses of it.
That's a big fucking bird.
I don't think
Fallen,
that's a bird.
Give me a history check. History or nature, either one.
Let's go with nature, if you don't mind. Okay. 17.
So with a 17, you've never seen this before, but you've heard tale of a Draco Lich that wanders this area. It's very rare to be seen, but you know the name Faileth, the Undying Flame. And you know that it's very, very dangerous.
So, at this point, Fallen stops breathing completely. Doesn't need to at the moment, so he's just going to immediately just freeze up and start looking around. And then he's going to look over to Ash. First dragon.
Is it a dragon?
Yes.
Wait, did you say dragon?
Draco Lich.
Oh.
A what?
Oh, worse.
Very quiet.
Dragons are real?
So, should we be quiet as we move, or should we just... Yes.
Get it. Get into the trees.
Undead killing machine.
It's an undead dragon?
Give me a perception check. Anybody that wants to, like, really...
Jesus.
Try to take a look.
9.
3.
Okay. 21.
25.
So, you two... You kind of get down and you get under the canopy and you're watching through these openings. And you, Alphonse, you drop your mask to have it, because it can take kind of stills for you, so you can kind of study the still whenever you catch a glimpse. And what you see is 40, 50, 60 foot wingspan, this massive dragon, just like in fairy tales and fantasy books, and you've heard Arcos talk about it whenever he starts nerding out, and you see something your brain would have never thought was real, and you see a massive fucking dragon, and it's got this just green glow under its like dark red scales.
Do I see this too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend doing here, Fallen?
You want me to talk to it?
Oh, hell no.
How would you all like to proceed?
I'm gonna follow Norris's lead. He's led us this far.
I mean, is it going to kill us?
Just out of spite, it probably would try.
Hmm.
There are a few creatures on this plane that can kill these things.
So what if we were to slay it?
That would be a feat sung by generations.
Well.
Okay. Oh, God.
I just want to,
real quick... Voice of reason, you know, you guys tend to do whatever the fuck you want, but I've seen dragons. I've heard of liches. The two of them combined sounds absolutely fucking terrifying.
But have you seen these guns? And I literally just flex.
Here's the thing. If you kill it, it comes back unless you find its source of power.
Yeah.
So you can't really kill it.
It just keep, unless you, it's a long story, but its soul is trapped in something, and it just keeps coming back, and if you kill it, you just piss it off, unless you destroy the thing that its soul is in.
Well, how do you know where that's at?
You don't, you have to find it. Okay.
That's dumb.
I recommend we fucking hide.
I'm not much for running.
Are there any great beasts in your realm?
Yeah, and this thing, like, it's flying and you guys can hear it, but you can mainly hear it because it's just so fucking massive. Like, it's still a distance off. You probably have 600 feet.
Yeah, there's, like, rumors of giant sea beasts, but no, not really.
Think of those, but real.
I've never fought one. I don't know if it...
Mitch.
Have you met Norris?
I mean, I think I'm probably the most intimidating thing in my realm.
This thing could burn down towns. Like that.
Well, you could turn us all invisible and we could just fuck it up.
I follow your lead. I can't do anything by myself.
What do you think, boys? Should we fight it? Or should we hide?
I'm down for either. I mean, honestly, I don't really care.
We don't know its source of power.
That's true.
Yeah, if we knew its source, I'd say we should probably fight it, but we don't know its source.
The first time you kill it, then it starts searching for you.
Mm. Yeah, that's some knowledge that you should have told me beforehand.
What if we kill it looking like someone else?
Ooh.
These things are smarter than I think you give them credit for.
That's a dragon. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They live for, like, hundreds of years. Like, they're, for the most part, pretty smart.
Yeah, but have they ever seen technology before?
I don't think they would give a shit. I think they would just eat it.
Well, I'm just saying. Say he turns into the, you know, the bounty hunter guy. I turn into my bodyguard guy.
Okay, so you guys haven't encountered a thing called True Sight.
What the hell is that? Called,
so your illusions and your things that change your appearance, they don't give a shit. They see right through it.
They see through your essence.
Can you reason with them?
If you could offer them enough. But, I mean, dragons, like, the stories are true. They like things. They collect things. Draco liches, they collect souls to keep them alive.
What if we got him on our side to get the bounty hunter soul?
It's a red dead dragon.
Yeah, you guys are giving it way more credit on its reasonability than I think you should.
Red dragons were killed for spite for no other reason other than it was in its way on a Tuesday.
And this one just sees you as extended life.
I'm so confused. Is this thing smart or is it just a mindless killer?
Smart and a mindless killer.
Yeah.
I think we should hide.
Do you have cats in your realm?
Oh, I fucking hate cats.
Do you know how smart and vindictive they are?
I don't know about smart, but they're assholes, yes.
Think of that, but the intelligence of a wizard.
Okay, I'll go find a tree.
Everybody give me a stealth check. You do not have to do it disadvantage because you're not trying to move. You're trying to stay stationary, so your plate armor isn't going to be...
Do I also get the not disadvantage on
Correct.
This one?
What does Bardic Inspiration give?
I already rolled, dude.
No, No. I still have it.
No, you wouldn't still have it. Oh. It only lasts. It's a short duration.
Well, I have an inspiration tag thing.
An inspiration. You might have marked the wrong thing.
Inspiration gets you a free roll. Reroll from the DM.
You only get 10 minutes on Bardic Inspiration, so it really only lasts in combat.
Well, my stealth would be a 12.
Okay.
12.
Okay.
Yeah.
9.
Oh, boy.
14.
So Oren rolled an 8, and Mike rolled a nat 1.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
no.
So,
all right.
Oren's like, so the upside, we just have to hope that we're not the most obvious thing. Because it's really just going to pick off the easiest target.
And you guys see Mike is like looking around. He's trying to find a place to hide. And he's, you guys kind of take this bushel of trees over here, and he doesn't see a good spot. So he walks across the path through this opening above the path. And I'm going to roll an athletics check for him. Oh, and for the dragon. You guys see as Mike crosses the path, the trees, this blanket of fire, of this green flame, just rolls through. I need a dexterity saving throw from everybody.
Oh boy.
13.
19.
9.
Let me real quick. Everybody takes 63 fire damage.
Oh.
And you watch as you're trying, you're not raging, you're not resistant. You're trying to like cover yourself because it's like napalm. It starts down the path. And he's just moving along the path, and it's just this wall of flame that is engulfing all of the trees. Everything around you is on fire with this green flame. And through the flames, you see Mike get grabbed up in its claws, and it starts flying away.
What was the damage?
63 fire.
Good lord. So as soon as I see Mike get picked up, I feel like that would kind of trigger Norris a little bit.
Okay.
So I would probably just take off running.
Okay.
Towards the dragon thing.
Okay. Anybody else have anything you'd like to do?
I don't know how the. I'm going to bust out my gun and try shooting in down.
Okay.
Like shooting at the feet.
Give me your three attacks.
Oh my god. Also, I would like to cast Speak with Animals on the dragon and say, put my fucking friend down. Very, like, as you, intimidating as I could.
So you hear. As it just mocks you as
18,
it flies
18,
away.
25.
Okay, all of them. 18?
18, 18, 25.
The 25 hits.
Okay.
The two 18s do not.
As it's sweeping away, why it's, is it with it? Was it ever within 60 feet of me?
Yes.
I'm going to try a Hail Mary here.
Okay.
I'm going to try and cast Banishment.
Okay.
He has Mike!
Yeah, that's just the dragon. So as he's swooping.
What is your DC? And it's charisma save?
It is a charisma 18 to beat.
Okay. Let me bring up.
That was a 10, by the way. Just for damage.
Okay. you see that it kind of scuffs one of its scales. You said DC
18.
18. Charisma. It has to roll a 6 or lower.
It's a Hail Mary. Oh,
sorry, and please. It has magic resistance, so it has advantage on saving throws.
Yep.
It passes. I got a 17 and a 14.
Makes sense. It was worth a shot just to hope of just like...
So you guys see this. He's like collecting this divine light around him and trying to push it towards this dragon, and as soon as it hits it, there's this green, almost like it almost looks like this green field around it, and it just the energy just splatters off of this green field. Anybody else anything?
Yeah, cast haste on Norris.
Okay.
So I guess I would be like trying to dash towards this thing, which would give me 80 feet.
Okay.
How far did it get in front of me?
So as it flies over, its flying speed is equal. So you're keeping up. You're like sprinting right under this thing and looking up, and it kind of comes up and hooks to the right, and it's got Mike just kind of flailing around under it.
Your speed would be doubled.
Perfect. Can I rage and jump and try to latch onto this thing?
Oh, boy. Yes. Give me an athletics check. This is a very high DC. You have advantage because you did say you're using rage.
Athletics?
Yeah.
Twenty-six.
I had it at 25. Boom! So as it grabs Mike, you see this thing, and Alphonse just immediately casts haste on you. And you feel this surge of energy, and you just start booking it, trying to keep up with this thing and catch up to its speed. And you guys are watching, and they're like at. By the time you realize what is really going on, like, Norris is already 60 feet away and running under this thing, and you see him leap into the air.
Run, Norris, run!
and grab a hold of Mike's foot And so this dragon just keeps pulling up with Mike and Norris hanging off of its feet. So, I just need everybody to roll initiative.
Yeah, baby.
We're about to fight this fucking dragon.
Ooh, I rolled good.
I have advantage on initiative, and I just rolled a 2 and a 3. Just so everybody knows.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that's an 8 for Norris.
Not a good time to roll.
Not a good time. Straight up not having a good time.
Well, you're in luck. The dragon rolled real shit. Let's see. Okay. We'll go around the table.
19.
19 for Ash. Okay.
4.
Okay.
8.
21.
Okay. So we have Alphonse first. Ash. And then we have Norris. And then Fawn. Oh, I got to roll for Mike and Mr. O. Oh, they both... Okay. So... Norris... Fallen. Okay. Alphonse. You see this thing, as it goes up into the air, it starts to bank right and come back around. It looks like it's coming in for another pass. You're probably within 120. Well, they did 80 feet because it was just one movement.
I don't know what the fuck to do. I guess I'm going to pull out the jugs of wine and look at Ash and Fallen. Like, hey, I found these in the cellar. We should probably drink before we die.
And we're not dying yet.
Well, either way, did you want some? And
he on me. He's already going for the swig.
Perfect. So I have 2 jugs, so I hand one anyway.
Let's do it.
Yeah, take a slug of it and
hand it back.
Yeah.
I polish it off and smash it on the ground.
That's your turn?
And then, am I running into the woods or what am I doing here, guys?
We gotta rescue Norris and Mike now.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Ash.
I'm gonna take another shot with the gun, my Eldritch Blaster.
Okay.
So I just started blasting. Oh.
So you did 10 to it before.
God, this thing has like 4 arcs.
I cannot, Matt. Tonight, 22, 21, and I nat 1 and 1.
And I nat 1 and 1.
22 and 21?
Yep.
Okay, both of those hit.
Yeah. Get some. Get some.
Judging from the sound is not great.
13.
13 total?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, let me bring up Mike. Let me see what Mike's going to do. He's dangling from this thing's claws. You know what? I think he would try something similar to what you did. I think he would try let's go with banishment. We'll see what this dragon does.
Okay. So out of game, if his banishment actually works, do we all 3 get banished?
No.
Just the dragon?
You 2 would just fall.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Which Mike takes as a
win.
A risk worth taking.
For sure.
And it fails. So as a bonus action, he's going to cast Hexblade's Curse on it. And then Mr. O.
Mr. O's, oh, these things are a fucking asshole.
And then he is going to, because it is within range. So, Norris, you are hanging, you're holding on to Mike's foot.
Yeah.
And you guys are flying through the air. And then Mike disappears. Your hand closes around nothing, and you plummet to the ground.
What the fuck?
As Mr. O casts Vortex Warp on Mike. So you guys just see Mr. O reaches out his staff and points it towards, please! And then Mike's just, poof, just screaming, appears right next to the group.
Hey,
And Norris, you just, like I said, plummet to the ground, taking
15.
15.
Did you do that at advantage?
No.
With haste, wouldn't he have advantage? Is that dex?
Oh. Yeah. So
plus
well,
two to
either
your...
way, either way he passes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, cuz that was a nat one.
Okay. Yeah, I for reducing fall damage, I set the DC at for a short fall, he's only at 40 feet. I set it at 15. So you take 9 half to 4 half to 2. So you guys watch Norris 40 feet in the air just drop down and land square on his feet like a cat. That brings us to Norris. It is your turn now.
Well, first, I'm just going to be like slightly confused because obviously Mike just disappeared and I hit the ground, but I'm still going to focus on the dragon.
Give me... This is a tall order. An intelligence check.
Well, I'm raging.
Yes. But just... Maybe you can tap into that professor you once were.
Intelligence. So that's just my modifier, right, for intelligence?
Yes.
If you listen to Fallen, he might be like Professor X with a helmet.
That's an 11.
11? With an 11, I'll tell you, Norris would at least, and do with this what you will, you know Norris. He would know that you're after that initial fire, the group's odds are not great. Do with that what you will.
So, how far are these guys from me? Like, where did I drop in relation to the group?
You're... With the angle, you're 40 feet away. We'll just say he went 40 feet up.
Oh, but I've got 300 of night vision, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the group.
So do I see Mike then?
Give me a perception check.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I would probably just run to Mike.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's like what I was... at the dragon for
yeah.
anyway.
And you did take fall damage, so technically your rage holds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can run back to the group.
And that's just my movement would correct. Be to get back to the group.
Yep.
So then I'll just be like, Mike, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And you see him like he's like touching himself everywhere, like making sure everything's still intact.
And then
yeah, I think I'm good.
As soon as I would hear him say yeah, I'll just look at Fallen and be like, I wanna hurt it.
No arguments.
Would you like to hold an action?
Yeah.
For when it gets within range?
Yeah.
Okay. Fallen.
Perfect. I am going to cast a third level spell.
Okay.
Beacon of Hope.
Okay.
So,
with that, essentially anything within 30 feet range of me, they have wisdom saving throws and death saving throws at advantage. Regain maximum number of hit points possible from any healing spell at the moment. I'm going to then bonus action. Where is it? Mass healing word. Or just healing word. Sorry. Just read that. And I'm going to burn that at...
That is two leveled spells in your turn. You can only do one.
One's a bonus action.
It doesn't matter.
Just one?
If it's a leveled spell, you can only do one per turn.
Ah, okay. My bad. In that
you can do a cantrip, but that's your only...
Gotcha. Okay. In that case, Do I have any cantrips I can... Nope, I don't have any cantrips that I can pull off of that. So, just popping the beacon hope for the moment I can heal when we hit the next round.
For the dragon's turn, you see it does this bank right and starts coming down towards you. Mm-hmm. And we'll pick it up there next session.
Well, all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this wonderful episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform, whichever it may be. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe to us. And don't forget to leave a comment as well to let us know what your thoughts are on this episode. And catch us next week as we find out what just happens.
Probably the last time you'll see us.
TPK. Thanks, everyone.
Toodles.
Thank you.